read an article just last week in the most recent Commonweal magazine by Kathleen Cabaney, who teaches at Notre Dame University. And to me, it was the latest in a disturbing trend that I've seen in the Catholic commentariat, namely to treat the church in a kind of cavalier manner, as though it's one voluntary organization among many. Now, here's what I mean. Cabaney argues that many Catholics are leaving the church, and that's true, and the numbers are rather disturbing. But she says that many are doing it in good conscience. They're doing it for good reason. They're angry at the church for various reasons, and they have left. And the bishop, she said, should be concerned about this, not because it's putting these people in spiritual danger, but rather because the bishop should now reconsider a number of church teachings about gay marriage or about artificial contraception or whatever that would then, you know, bring these people back. Now, I'm not going to go into issues of gay marriage and contraception, which have been treated from every perspective practically ad nauseum, but I want to talk about what I think is a disturbing sort of hinge to Cabaney's argument, namely that the church is relatively dispensable. She would say that people can leave a church really for good reason, and they're doing it much more easily than their parents or grandparents because they've accepted the teaching that God's grace is available everywhere and not simply within the Catholic Church. So if God's grace is available in other Christian churches, it's available in other spiritual traditions, it's available in nature, then, you know, why not? Find it where you can. You're not obligated to stay within the confines of the Catholic Church. It reminds me there a little bit of Joseph Campbell, the comparative mythologist, who said all the great religions and philosophies tell basically the same story, so you get to the same place following whatever path. Though Campbell said maybe you should stay with your own software. You know, that's probably a better way to do it. But really, any of them would work. Or it reminds me of Martin Luther, who conceived the church as kind of a voluntary organization. What really matters is you're justified by grace through faith, your relationship with Jesus, and then if you find the right church that, you know, helps you and so on, that's fine. But it's more or less a matter of indifference which church you belong to. Now, here's what's bugging me. Cabaney's premise is legitimate, and it's shared by almost all the great theologians, namely that God's grace is not restricted to the Catholic Church. So, from, you know, Origen and Irenaeus to Thomas Aquinas up to John Henry Newman, theologians have affirmed that. Of course, God isn't constrained by the rituals of the Catholic Church, as though God can only operate in that way. Vatican II caught this when it says there are rays of truth, rays of light in all the great religions and philosophies of the world. Okay. But here's the thing. Neither Thomas Aquinas, nor John Henry Newman, nor the fathers of Vatican II would ever draw the conclusion that therefore it's a matter of indifference whether you belong to the church. They would never draw from that premise the conclusion that it's perfectly valid, you know, to leave and it doesn't affect your spiritual life in any way. No, what they would say is this. The Catholic Church represents the fullness of what Christ wanted to reveal to his people. It has all the gifts that Christ wants his people to have. Therefore, even though, yes, you can have access to God's grace outside the Catholic Church, it is indispensably important that you remain a member of the Catholic Church. Neither Thomas Aquinas, nor John Henry Newman, nor the fathers of Vatican II would ever say missionary work, evangelization work is a matter of indifference. No, it's of tremendous importance that people remain connected. The church in its liturgy, the church in its apostolic teaching, the church in the Eucharist, the church in its sacraments, the church in its saints remains the definitive place where God's grace is on full offer. Therefore, it's never a matter of, peripheral concern. Someone's left the church, well, they can find God's grace elsewhere. None of our great figures, and certainly not Vatican II, would hold to such a view. You know, I'll talk about a couple of things. I know they're really bothering people. They say, well, you know, the clergy sex abuse scandal, the way the church at its high levels, the way the Vatican officials have responded to that, even this recent statement, you know, that seemed to render equivalent the sexual abuse of children and ordaining women to the priesthood. Have there been awfully bad responses to the sex abuse scandal? Yes. Were there some priests who did terrible things in the sex abuse scandal? Yes. Was the recent Vatican statement impossibly bad public relations? Yes. Are any of these good reasons for leaving the Catholic Church? No. That's the point I want to make. Can we recognize problems, insufficiencies, fallings away from the ideal? Yes, yes, yes. We can see all that in the Catholic Church. But it's never a good reason to leave the Church. We can't treat it as one voluntary organization among many. Yeah, that works for you. It doesn't work for me. Yeah, it worked for me for a time. Now it doesn't. No, no. The Church is where we find the fullness of the life Christ wanted to give to us. I'll close with this little story. It's an anecdote from the Vatican II period. Hans Küng, famous theologian, probably would agree with Kathy Cavaney, by the way, in a lot of these things. Hans Küng was walking to a session of Vatican II with Henri de Lubac, one of the great theologians of the 20th century. A man, by the way, who had suffered at the hands of the Church. De Lubac had been silenced for 10 years by the Church. He had plenty of reason to be angry. They're walking to Vatican II, and Hans Küng was sharing with de Lubac a lot of his frustrations with the Church and why he felt it had changed dramatically and so on. De Lubac listened, but then they got to the steps of St. Peter's. He turned to Hans Küng and said, "Mais elle est quand même notre mère." But she's still our mother. You know? And that little story has always stayed in my mind. De Lubac knew troubles in the Church. He knew difficulties. He knew that there were imperfections within it. "Mais elle est quand même notre mère." But she's still our mother. We can't treat her as, take it or leave it. You know, yeah, it worked for me for a time. Now it doesn't. No, no, the Church is the place where we find the fullness of life. And that always has to be emphasized.